"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Yeah, we're off and running. We got that keyword coming up in about 15 minutes at around 2:20. We'll do it every hour, 2:20, 3:20, 4:20, and 5:20 here on the John and Ken Show. Lots of good guests today. You may have seen that there was a slowdown in traffic on the 110 freeway heading from the harbor towards L.A. because it was the truckers. And they are protesting good old AB5. Who remembers what AB5 is? Anybody? It's the legacy of Lorena Gonzalez from the legislature in Sacramento. And that was the one that was trying to turn independent people into full-time employees of companies that really didn't want to have that. So,
and workers who really don't want it either. They like the freedom of being independent.
And that's what the protest was about, as the truckers slowed down considerably to vent their anger. Boy, this is really feeding back on me today. Hold on a second. I don't know whether it's you or me, but my voice is coming back to me, and it gets annoying. It's always at the beginning of the show. Your headphones up really loud?
Mine?
Yeah, because that's what happens. My voice bounces through your headphones and into your microphone.
I lowered mine. Is that better?
Yes, much better. Thank you. Much better. Completely gone.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, it's nice. For once, I have the little technical issue.
I'm just here to make you comfortable.
Well, I just noticed it's always at the beginning of the show, but by later in the show, maybe you turn your headphones down. I don't know. Are you really hot at the beginning of the show for some reason? Or?
No, just
trying to get cranked up and
just
hear everything.
Inattentive.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to have a representative from the trucking industry on. As John said, a lot of them want to stay independent. And this is really messing with their lives. So we'll hear more about it. Because what happened was there was an injunction slapped on AB5. But apparently the last slap came from the U.S. Supreme Court, which decided not to hear the case. And that means it's going to go into effect.
See, freelance workers, independent contract workers, like truck drivers, some of them operate as small business owners. They go from client to client, contract to contract, set their own work schedule, their own hours. And Lorena Gonzalez's stupid bill is forcing them to be on somebody's payroll. And the trucking companies may not want these guys on their payroll. They have their own economic model.
And what's important for you to understand there is she wrote this bill because she wants to help the employees. This way they'll get benefits and they'll get all sorts of advantages as full-time real employees. But they're saying, screw that. We don't want that. We like the life that we've carved out where we make our own hours, we do our own thing.
She left politics since she wrote this stupid bill to become a union thug. She's some official now in the union. I think people ought to be left alone to work out their own work arrangements with companies, whether it's as an employee or as a contractor. Let everybody sort it out individually. You know, I'd hope these truckers block all the freeways for what they did up in Canada.
And Phil, that's...
See, we got a guy right here in Burbank.
Fill that circle out that you just started. Lorena Gonzalez took a position with the big union outfit. That's the plan. Then they want to turn around and unionize all these people that they've turned into employees rather than independent workers. That's the idea.
That's right. By definition, independent workers are not unionized. They're independent. And so she was, her job, she wasn't really, serving the public here. She was serving the union goals. And if she got this bill passed, she'd get rewarded with a big union executive position.
Right.
And she was.
Yeah, because the power of AB5 for the unions is, well, the next step is once we make the employees hire them as employees on the payroll officially with all the benefits, we'll go after unionizing them. So it really is one big conspiracy. Of course, the big story this morning was the horrific inflation news. 9.1%. And again, what they do is they compare June of 2022 to June of 2021, which is somewhat of an unfair comparison because you're just comparing a month to the previous month, the previous year's month.
Right.
But because this has been going on for so many months, it's a clear trend.
Yeah.
This is the highest since 1981.
It filters out seasonal changes. And it's a better benchmark on how far we've come because it goes up fractionally every month. But then you add up the 12 months and you get to the 9% total.
So the headline in the Wall Street Journal is leading the charge were hot dogs, cookies, and electricity, which is an interesting combination.
Price of hot dogs, really?
Yeah, the price of hot dogs shot up. Margarine prices up 34.5% in June compared to a year ago. Hot dog prices were climbed 16.3%. In June. That's the most since the late 1970s.
What's
cookie prices? 14.7%, John. Watch out for those special cookies you tried to get from that grocery store.
So ground up pork organs, which make up much of a hot dog. This is all Deborah's favorite foods.
Oh, well.
Nothing better than...
I don't have to worry about it.
Pork pancreas or whatever those things are made of.
Frozen or refrigerated pies and pastries up 17%. Now, the response from the White House was when they were ready for this. Well, gasoline was leading the way, and actually, those numbers are already out of date because here in July, gasoline prices are dropping.
They're out of date. They got a million of them, don't they?
They do. They had like days to figure this out.
The current price of gasoline is obscene. I don't care if it's down 20 cents. It's obscene, the price. It's horrible. It's one thing that makes me crazy about this stuff and the way it's covered. The gas goes to almost $7. It goes down maybe 2 dimes. It's like, wow, look at that. Prices are already on the way down. Looks like gas has peaked. $6.60 gas or $6.40 gas is all really, really, really bad. So stop it. Stop your cheerleading.
Rents went way up. Rents rose 5.8% from a year ago. May was only at 5.2.
Well, they're going to go higher because as mortgage rates go up, fewer people are going to be able to buy a house, which means there's going
to
be more competition for rental units. Yeah.
Housing costs account for nearly 31% of the average monthly household budget. So that's where housing inflation makes a big difference.
Yeah, I get a weekly report from some real estate agent on my side of town. And I could see that the number of homes sold is down. The number of listings is up. The prices per square foot are down a bit. Yeah, it's the first signs that we're entering a new phase here.
What dropped? Airline fares actually fell 1.8% in June from May. Hotel prices dropped 3%.
Yeah.
Smartphone prices fell 20% in June from a year ago.
Do you realize what 1% is? A $400 flight, what is that, $6?
Yeah, it's a few bucks.
But
at least you're not paying more than you were paying.
I know. But, airline prices dropped. Yeah, by $6.
And car and truck rentals, which were very expensive, as we know, especially during the pandemic as we came out of it, have actually begun to drop a bit. I like this chart the Journal has. Fats and oils. Ooh, fats and oils went up 20% from a year ago. Fats and oils.
Price of fat is up? Is that right?
The price of that is
wow.
Up. Yeah, used cars and trucks eased off a little bit too, because that got very expensive as those were scarce. But that eased off.
But to about 8%. All the prices are still way more than they were a year ago.
Oh yeah, this is on everybody's mind, and every poll I see said this is all that matters.
These marginal changes from month to month don't really mean anything. The overall trend is way up.
Yeah, and I saw a poll. You know, the New York Times has been putting out these series of polls and leading up to the election. And we'll get to it later because it was really bad news for Biden. And he responded to it. But they had something about what matters most, and they just broke it down to two categories. People with a high school education or less, really concerned about inflation and the economy. People with advanced degrees, you know what they were worried about? You can probably guess, abortion and guns.
Yeah, there you go.
Because they're not affected by all this day-to-day
stuff. That's the luxury of the privileged, is that they can immerse themselves in all kinds of cultural and social issues, whereas everybody else has to figure out how to pay the grocery bill.
All right, coming up when we return, the keyword. What will be the keyword this hour for your shot at $1,000?
John and Ken, KFI, and Deborah Mark is live in the 24-hour.
What were you going to call me?
I don't know.
Wow. Maybe now, what was coming out?
I
don't know. Something nice.
Okay.
All right. 7-Eleven has announced they're offering a $100,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the suspect who apparently committed a spree of 7-Eleven robberies early Monday morning. The first occurred in Riverside County. Well, also, there was one in Orange County and then back here in L.A. County. A customer in Riverside was shot in the head, remains in grave condition. The reward, tipsters can remain anonymous. They just have to contact the Orange County Crime Stoppers tip line, according to a spokesman for 7-Eleven. The corporate headquarters, as we had mentioned, encouraged 7-Eleven stores in the area to close overnight because of the violence. In Brea, you may have heard a store clerk was shot and killed during a robbery there. This person is particularly vicious and brutal because stores are knocked off all the time. But this time, this guy just went in there and just started shooting in a couple of cases.
All right, let's take a guess. Do you think this guy has a criminal record?
Ding.
Yeah, and here's the question. Which law did he benefit from? Was it AB 109, which emptied the state prisons 11 years ago? Was it Prop 47 from George Gascon? Is it Prop?
Or could it be the no bail rules?
Or could it
be just the fact that they've released as many prisoners as they can under the cover of COVID?
That's right.
And, you know, all of these things have led to a desperately sick mix out there.
Do you
think
Jerry Brown or George Gascon will end up in the mix here when we find out who this guy is? And they do obviously have photos and videos of him, but all you can see are his eyes.
Yes, he's got a big, heavy, hooded sweatshirt on, and everything's pretty much covered up except his eyes, because he has to see where he's going.
His mouth and nose are covered. His forehead's covered. He seems to be black, and he's got this blue sweatshirt. What does it say on the sweatshirt there? That's a big R. I can't make out the word. It's in script with, I don't know if that's marijuana leaves growing out of it or what.
Upland, Riverside, Santa Ana, Brea, and La Habra. But something interesting popped up overnight with regards to this story. They're looking at another series of robberies that took place in the northern San Fernando Valley, not too far apart from these robberies, and they're wondering if it could actually be connected to those robberies, because they're looking at surveillance pictures of the suspects in these crimes, and they're wondering if maybe it is the same suspect.
He's driving around all night shooting people.
Yes, and stealing money. Now, the ones that occurred in the San Fernando Valley, they have a feeling was done by a homeless person, if that doesn't add fuel to this big bonfire of crime that we're talking about. But they're trying to see if that person could be the same person that committed these 7-Eleven shootings. They're trying to figure out if there might be the same suspect, because as John mentioned, the surveillance pictures, you know, are not exactly clear. You can't exactly tell the face.
You can't with the hood on.
No.
And he's got with his nose and mouth covered.
Yeah.
It's tough to tell what's going on there.
Right, right. So that's what they're working on right now. But
boy, he's just picking people off for sport, isn't he? He's killing people in the parking lot. He's killing customers. He's shooting at the clerks. Just anybody who happens to be standing around.
Yeah. Here's the details on the North San Fernando Valley robberies. The first one happened in North Hills at 3:55 a.m. This is Saturday. A man wearing a black hooded sweatshirt and some sort of a face covering and dark jeans demanded money from store employees at a business. Then the same suspect robbed a business at 4:30 a.m. on Nordoff Street. And then over in Granada Hills, a business about three blocks north of Devonshire Street was robbed at 4:30 in the morning. Mm. Then another business was robbed two blocks away at 5:30 a.m.
So,
and again, what surveillance footage they have of those, it's possible this is also the 7-Eleven robber from Monday morning. So that's what we're talking about now.
One guy can cause
many
shootings and deaths and mayhem. One guy.
Well, that's what we're dealing
with. Who let him out? Who let him out? One of our public servants either devised the law or his power was used to set this guy free from something.
Now, the North San Fernando Valley robberies I talked about, they don't think he used a car, because those businesses were fairly close together. And that's where I mentioned they thought this might be a transient. And I don't know where they got that from. Maybe somebody sort of recognized him. But obviously, whoever did this at the 7-Elevens, because these are Riverside, Santa Ana, Bray, or La Habra, Ontario, that would have to be done with a car.
But what kind of insanity or drugs is he on? Because, normal robber guys want the money.
Right, they don't necessarily want to shoot people.
Well, because they know they're on...
And he shot somebody in the parking lot.
Yeah, and they know they're on video. So if they get caught, they're gonna go to prison for a long time, maybe a week or two. And so it's just too much trouble. You can get the money just by showing the gun. You don't have to actually shoot anybody. So he's just picking them off.
Oh, this is
These aren't people even resisting. They just happen to be there on site when he shows up.
Yeah, completely not necessary to affect any kind of a robbery. And what we don't know, and I'd be kind of curious, did he really get much in these robberies? These are small businesses, 7-Elevens. There's not like hundreds. It's not like robbing a bank, right?
People who are at a 7-Eleven 3 or 4 in the morning, probably just about every one of them is sketchy. Like every one of these people. I mean, nobody reasonable would be stopping there at that hour.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, coming up after 3 o'clock, the truckers protest. We'll have a guest on the air to talk about what that's about. They slowed down traffic on the 110 freeway today as a protest against the California Assembly Bill 5. That's the one that's supposed to turn people who are freelancers into employees of companies, something that, especially in the trucking industry, they don't want. They want to continue to do what they do, independent truck driving. So we'll find out more on that.
Shut down the freeways.
John agrees with this one. So you get caught in traffic tonight trying to get back to your West Side hovel.
I'm in support of any disruption from the truckers. Was not the business of politicians to tell truckers and trucking companies how to create their working relationship. It's not their business.
We thought this would be worth spending a few minutes on. The Daily Mail is a tabloid out of the United Kingdom. Basically, they seem to compile all the greatest tabloid stories of the world with lots of pictures. In fact, if you try to scroll through an article, it's mostly pictures.
Huge pictures.
And huge pictures.
That don't download.
Sometimes it takes me a while to get to the rest of the story because I'm still scrolling through video and pictures.
If you don't have a really high-speed internet set up, it takes a long time to get through a Daily Mail story.
Yeah, I'm reminded of the tabloids in New York when I was younger and reading them, because it was a lot of pictures because people, don't really like to read. But if you show them pictures like it's TV.
There was a lot of illiterate people back east, I remember.
Yes. Plus a picture can, 1,000 words?
In fact, my dad used to bring home the New York Daily News every day. New York's picture newspaper.
That's that was exactly what they called it, yes. Right? Right, and had a little camera logo.
And had it would have a huge picture on the front page, usually of a mobster bleeding from the head and his face down in a plate of pasta. Those were my favorites.
This was to set them apart from the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. It's right. A bunch of tiny print.
Lots of words.
And one big long page.
Well, look at all those words.
It's the two opposite universes.
My dad didn't want to see all those words.
So they sent a reporter here to California to take a look at our cannabis culture. The reason, apparently, the UK still has it as a Class B drug, but is considering lessening it to a much smaller offense. So the Daily Mail thought they'd send a reporter, and of course they came to L.A.
Where half the people are stoned.
To sort their way through the many stores that market cannabis products of any kind. The story starts out with they visited a store with a row of luxury healing creams. The packaging is stylishly minimal, clean and white with small black typeface. And besides the tubs sit decorative artificial fruit and images of sprawling fields with a small flyer to remind customers of the high-quality organic nature of the products.
Well, it's become another, like, hocus-pocus health remedy.
Hmm.
You know, like all kinds of other things that you're supposed to rub on your body or inhale.
Well, this one that she was looking at in the store is specifically designed for the vagina.
Is that right?
Yeah, to rejuvenate tissues and replenish tissues in that place. Yeah,
there are a lot of products that do that.
Yes,
like there are. Like half of Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop store is about rejuvenating the part.
So her name is Eve Simmons, their deputy health editor. She mentions
they don't
bombs
have that
and
for
lotions.
Men.
There's no help for you guys.
Do. No,
they probably
I
do.
There's have you ever seen penis rejuvenation creams?
Oh no. No, I have not.
What are you doing?
You just said men. I thought you meant, you know, sort of for your sore muscles and stuff. But no,
oh, sure. But I'm talking
not the
about
big muscle.
Specifically, yeah, for the big muscle, Mr. Big Muscle down there.
Well, you do have something that works it out.
So she writes, over the past few years, doctors in California have begun to voice concerns about the repercussions of increasing cannabis use. In particular, how this approach is fueling a surge in addiction and mental illness. She spent a week traveling across L.A. and beyond in Southern California, meeting emergency doctors, as well as parents who say their families have been torn apart by cannabis. And she says, in California, hospital admissions for cannabis-related complications have gone up from just 1,400 in 2005 to 16,000. By 2019.
Well, they're finding more psychotic illnesses. Have you found any, have you had any psychosis issues since you started?
Since I started?
Well, you were taking those little treats before you go to bed.
No, I haven't noticed. No.
Edibles? Edibles, that's the word.
Yeah,
sure.
She's not enough of a user, and
no.
I think the concentration.
And it's been
probably
a long time since I've used
an
edible.
Oh, you gave up on that?
Yeah.
Ah.
I have something else now. It's a prescription. And no, it's not what you think.
Oh.
So you didn't have any psychotic moments that got you to give up the edibles? Okay.
No.
Now, she mentions a review in 2020 by psychiatrists at a university in Australia. The evidence is still too weak to prove that cannabis actually helps anxiety, depression, or insomnia, Deborah marks. So we don't know yet. So,
you know,
it does stimulate the brain, though, involving mood, attention, memory. And it eventually releases the hormone dopamine, responsible for feelings of reward and pleasure.
Here's another condition. I never heard of this. Cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome. This is when you inhale a lot of strong pot. It causes scromiting, screaming, and violent vomiting.
Hmm.
One doctor here says, I call it the audible cannabis condition. I hear the violent screams down the hall before I see the patient. You haven't had that, have you?
No.
No scromiting?
Nope.
Okay.
No. Not that I know of.
No violent screaming?
Well.
I heard you one day here, but.
Yeah, that's another story.
That was something else.
Apparently, there's some product called edible cannabis crystalline. According to the label, it's 95% THC.
Oh,
this will
give
you a really intense high. Experts describe these 95%. Highly concentrated products as the crack cocaine of cannabis.
No, because it says here that that if you average THC levels in cannabis is 14%.
Yeah, well, this
you
one
take 95%. Isn't that gonna fry your brain?
Well, look what happened
to you when you took that edible. You took the whole thing. That was what, 10 milligrams of THC?
Yeah, no, I know. And boy, there was
you were flipping out.
There was a lot of everything was. How can I describe this? It was like black and white circles spinning around and around rapidly.
Yeah.
Like when you were a kid, did you ever have those? I don't know how to describe it, but the things that you spin around. And as it spins and spins and spins, it looks like that the circle is moving in on itself.
Like a pinwheel?
Pinwheel, that's it. A pinwheel, yeah. So I was having pinwheel dreams.
So they're wondering that if people use cannabis frequently, they're eventually going to search out higher concentrations. It's like any other type of drug, right? You just want more and more of it, and you want a bigger satisfaction from it, and they're wondering, this reporter is in this story, if that's not what's happening to some people in California. You may have seen the story the other day that the whole idea of all the money they thought they'd get in taxes from the cannabis and marijuana operations in the state has been a flop. In fact, they're cutting the taxes. There are so many illegal grow operations.
Well, it created a huge illegal market.
Yes.
Because nobody wanted to pay the tax.
Taxes.
And by the way, the illegal marijuana growers, they use a huge amount of water. That's never factored into all these water restriction discussions.
Right.
The marijuana guys, and good luck finding those guys, and good luck taking them on.
You know, you're
not going to see the water enforcement agents driving up to the marijuana farm up in the hills.
They believe that the illegal cannabis market in California is now worth $6 billion and is twice as large as the legal market. That's exactly how bad it is here. And she visited a family in 2019, the son of a woman by the name of Michelle Leopold. He was 18. He died after dabbling with prescription painkillers and unwillingly took a tablet of the powerful opioid fentanyl. Following 4 years of addiction to cannabis, she thinks the only reason he touched those pills is because he was searching for stronger highs after using cannabis for 4 years. And they sometimes these are gateway.
For decades, the government overhyped the dangers of marijuana, and it did become a joke. And so that caused a backlash, and a lot of people were smoking it and saying, hey, nothing's happening. But I think that if you do smoke it over a long period of time and you have high concentrations, anything like that is going to start damaging your brain and cause bad reactions. It has to.
Yeah.
Your brain's not designed to have all these toxic substances. All this stuff is poison. Like all the drugs people take are really it's poison. And so you damage your brain over the long term.
Yeah, it says here, doctors across the country are seeing a lot more patients who have gone from smoking once every few months to using cannabis every day. And there are harms in that. Frequent and heavy use is becoming normalized in L.A. Those who... cannabis use disorder. That's what it's called, or addiction.
Right.
Cannabis use
very
disorder.
Not that you can do anything about it. Just go ahead, stay stoned.
Yeah, plants
enjoy
are
yourself.
Bred and chemically treated so they contain ever more THC. While an organic cannabis plant produces flowers with about 4% THC, the items in most dispensaries today range from 10 to 98%.
98%?
Wow. 98%.
Wouldn't your head explode?
I don't know enough about this.
But doesn't it seem like if the average is like 10 or 14%, and then you're taking something that's 98%, that's going to be bad?
I don't think your head will explode.
You know what? I'll just say this real quick. I took an edible a few months ago just to help me relax and sleep. And before that, I had a cocktail, which I hardly ever drink. And, you know, I've never smoked pot. I've never taken drugs. But I have taken an edible. So I had a little bit of a drink at a restaurant, came home, and had an edible. And I literally passed out, banged my head. It was very scary.
Oh, wow. You were knocked out on the floor?
Yes. For 20 seconds. And I remember when I came to, I said to my husband, oh my God, you have to call 911. I felt like I was
dying.
Then
he gave you another edible.
Gee, thanks. Shut her up.
No,
it was
really
scary.
Did you call the hospital?
No, because then I was okay.
Oh. So he just carried you to bed?
Yeah. Seriously, that's what he did.
You know, gave you another drink?
He happens to love me. Thank you very much. At least that's what he tells me.
Yeah. All right. We got more coming up.
John and Ken at KFI. That was a wild night. I didn't know you had that in you.
Hey, you know, who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Janice Hahn put out a big email yesterday inviting everybody to go get free lunch at the county libraries. I'm not kidding you.
What are they serving?
There's supposed to, it doesn't say what the food is. It's like a little bag you take, probably a sandwich. First come, first serve. You don't have to have no income requirements on it.
What do they want to stampede of homeless people in the library?
I don't think it's inside.
Can you imagine that crowd?
Ooh. You mentioned South Whittier Library, Huntington Park Library, Linwood Library, Norwalk Library. Come on by and get free lunch. Lunch at the library keeps children nourished. Wow.
Yeah, like children are going to show up.
We started this thing with free breakfast, free dinner, free lunch. Fantastic. Eventually, we have to take care of everything in everyone's life. Their rent, everything. Child care.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll all have to pay for it.
There's 12 million job openings. Why do we have to pay for anybody? I was talking with somebody today. In fact, two people in the last 24 hours who were help run a business. Two wildly different businesses. Both of them said they can't get workers. Okay? One of them runs a restaurant, a lunch-style place. The other one works in a veterinary clinic. Both of them said can't find anybody. And if people agree to come in for an interview, they don't show. They just blow you off. Neither one of them had ever seen anything like it in their lives. They've both been working for decades in these businesses. And they said something about this period, there's nobody available who wants to work, and the few people who interview don't show up for the interview.
Too much money. This is why we have high inflation. There's just too much stimulus money just running around.
You know what? If you got 12 million job openings and this kind of behavior, I would shut down all the government welfare programs for a month. See what happens. Hardcore, shut everything down. I don't know what's going on. They can't be all living off crypto. I mean, if you're looking for a hamburger job, you're not.
And TikTok revenue. I don't know
how much. You know, they publicize the big hits like anything else, but there's a billion people on TikTok. They're not all making a fortune.
You don't have to make a fortune just to decide you're getting by. I call them the scrapers. I actually adopted that term many years ago. Yeah, scrapers, and it's a combination of a grifter or someone who just wants to just get by. Right, and they do what they have to do. You know, they're protected right now by these non-eviction laws, so they're not paying the rent. Right, they're getting away with that. They've been getting away with that for a couple of years.
It's kind of funny. I don't see any economists or news organizations trying to figure this out. I'm really curious because this goes against everything I feel in my bones about working.
Yeah, this is a complete upheaval of what's the norm.
And to just simply not show up. Not even try to look for work. It's like you got to be living on something.
We'll be beating up on Joe Biden later in the show, but here's one for his side. John, what's the rule? Wait 3 days.
Wait three days. See, I jumped the gun yesterday.
We both did. In fact, we jumped the gun yesterday and the day before. They have arrested a man in Ohio on charges of raping a 10-year-old girl. Joe Biden mentioned this story in a big speech in Ohio on Friday. Over the weekend, media outlets, including the Washington Post, not exactly conservative media, raised questions about the story. Because, again, allegedly she had to travel to Indiana for an abortion because of Ohio's restrictive laws. There was only one source, an abortion doctor, who told the story. So there was a lot of skepticism.
Right, who didn't treat the girl.
Who did not treat the girl.
And, you know, I am highly skeptical of all activist-sourced stories. Any hot-button cultural issue where there's an activist who is promoting the story, I stop. And should have stopped for another day on this one.
Yeah, it appears to be a true story. A detective has testified that Columbus police learned about the girl's pregnancy through a referral that was made by her mother on June 22nd. She had an abortion in Indianapolis on June 30th. They have arrested, and here it is, an illegal alien for her rape.
Ah, good. That flips the story.
Nobody. Yeah. And you're right. An Indianapolis physician who provides abortion services, Dr. Caitlin Bernard, told the Indianapolis Star the story. But you're right. She did not actually perform the abortion.
Joe Biden didn't know it was true. He just read the story in the papers. Nobody knew if it was true. The Ohio Attorney General, that's what led me to believe that it might have been a hoax, because the Ohio Attorney General went on TV yesterday and said, there isn't anybody I know in law enforcement who's heard the slightest whisper about a case
that,
like this.
The Republican Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost said that.
He goes, right? I got to believe that, you know, somebody in law enforcement or in medicine would be talking about this, because it's a mandatory reporting incident. You have to report it if you hear about it.
Well, apparently they didn't reach out to people in Franklin County, because that's where the case is coming from and where the arrest was made. So I don't know. A detective said that the Franklin County Children's Services got the report from the mother on June 22nd and then reported she had the abortion on June 30th, indeed in Indiana. But I don't know why the Republican Ohio attorney couldn't have found that out, or
nobody told him.
That's weeks ago.
Because anybody who said it was happening, outside of maybe that doctor, because I know politicians were jumping on this and media people, none of them knew. This was just a story that was somebody published, so it was automatically believed. But there wasn't any evidence at all.
Now, I'm reading this story. What's the source of this? It is the Associated Press. It does say at the end, a 27-year-old man has confessed to raping the girl. But they don't mention he's an illegal alien. I found that in another story.
Oh, no, the Associated Press doesn't do that anymore.
They wouldn't even say in the country without authorization?
No. We're in the suppression era. You don't give it any identifying characteristics if it would lead to, in some way, them being stigmatized. You do not get news from news sources anymore, which is why I'm so hyper-skeptical, and I will remain hyper-skeptical. I'll just stay skeptical for an extra day or two now.
All right, when we come back, our guest will be a man by the name of Matt Schrapp. He's CEO of the Harbor Trucking Association. You may have heard that there were some truckers expressing displeasure today on the 110 freeway. This is a protest against Assembly Bill 5, AB 5, and that's the one that wants to turn people who have an independent employment life into employees of a company. And we'll talk about why this is upsetting the trucking industry next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.